You're listening to the Moon Griffon Show podcast on KPEL965.com.
The Fox Business Report is brought to you by Gulf Coast Bank, your local community bank. Whether your financial needs are for an individual, a business, or for the whole family, Gulf Coast Bank has the knowledge and products to serve you best. With 9 convenient locations throughout Acadiana, you're never far from a friendly Gulf Coast Bank associate.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dow futures are in positive territory ahead of the opening bell. We just got a key number on how manufacturers in the Northeast are holding up. The New York Fed's Empire State Factory Gauge shows a slump in October, down 6.5 points to negative 4.6, according to the regional Fed Bank. Economists had expected a negative 6 reading, according to a survey by the Wall Street Journal. Any reading below zero indicates deteriorating conditions. This drop in October comes after a solid increase in September. The index has been unusually volatile for most of the past 2 years. And Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee sharing his thoughts on inflation, telling the Financial Times it is undeniable that the slowdown in U.S. inflation is a trend rather than a momentary blip. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu. Invested in you.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette. Broadcasting from the Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Studios. Online at matthew-james.com.
There are 199 hostages in Gaza. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Israel upped that number this morning as it wages war with Hamas terrorists a 10th straight day.
There was some talk of a ceasefire this morning, but much of that has collapsed as Israeli artillery positions behind me continue to fire into the northern and central part of the Gaza Strip.
Fox's Trey Inks near the border in Israel also reports some are trying to leave at the border with Egypt.
Hundreds of people waiting at that border crossing. The ceasefire conversations focused around getting aid into Gaza and getting foreigners, including American citizens, out of Gaza.
Now, this is Israel faces attacks on two fronts. Fox's Mike Tobin's also there.
The sporadic rocket fire continued out of the Gaza Strip overnight. Airstrikes went back in. In the north of the country, Hezbollah continues to menace Israel with deadly rocket strikes out of Lebanon. Israel had a warning today that if Hezbollah continues to test Israel, the response will be deadly.
Now, Iran has also warned Israel to stop bombing Gaza or else. More than 2,700 Palestinians are dead there, along with 1,400 Israelis and 30 Americans. The FBI is warning of possible terror threats in the U.S. as a result of Israel's war against Hamas. In Illinois,
police in Plainfield say a 6-year-old boy was killed, his mother critically injured, when they were stabbed Saturday morning by their landlord, targeted because they were Muslim. 71-year-old Joseph Chuba, now facing first-degree murder, attempted first-degree murder, aggravated battery with a deadly weapon, and 2 counts of a hate crime.
That's Fox's Jeff Manasso. House Republicans will try again tomorrow to elect a new speaker, 2 weeks after Kevin McCarthy was voted out. Congressman Mark Alford supports Jim Jordan, but tells Fox Business,
"We have 18 members, though, who won in Biden strong districts, a lot of those in the New York area, who are going to have a difficult time selling this to their constituents because Jim Jordan is conservative."
America's listening to Fox News.
A whole generation knows little to nothing about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. The Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute launched to right this wrong by educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their nonfiction first-person accounts are told through videos in the Discovering Heroes book series. The Institute offers full curriculum units, a speakers bureau, a mobile exhibit that's an interactive museum with 9/11 artifacts, and Russell F. Siller Memorial Scholarships for kids of program recipients. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5 gigabyte data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offer.
The Joe Cunningham Show has a new start time. That's right. Hey, everybody, it's me, Joe Cunningham, and I want you to join me every weekday at 5 p.m. here on News Talk 96.5 KPL. All of the news and analysis that's important to you right here in Acadiana, be it local, state, or national, going to have that for you during your evening drive every day from 5 to 6 p.m. The Joe Cunningham Show right here on News Talk 96.5 KPL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPL or Town Square Media.
Everyone, welcome to the new program. I've changed my program. This is still Moon Griffon, but it's the Moon Griffon Sports Show.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, course, yeah.
Man, how about them Saints? Never mind.
God, let's not open up with that.
Well, it's a sports show.
Oh.
I'll tell you what I'll do then. I'll give out the scores. Mm-hmm. Let's start off with this. We're doing sports now, folks.
Okay.
I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Brandon didn't know until I walked in.
Yeah. It was a nice surprise.
So let me give you, Brandon, I want you to sit there and concentrate.
Okay.
I want to give you some college scores and some pro scores. Sound like a sports show, right?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's go college. All right. Saturday, a lot of big games.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Here they are. 49-27, 36-13. How about the double overtime thriller, 46-43? How about the one that won 19-17 on last second field goal? It was a pretty good game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and pro scores last night.
It
was 19-8. It was 31-21, 42-21, and that team was just better than another team.
Yeah.
And of course, the thriller last night was 14-9. All
there
right.
you go.
So we got sports going on pretty good right now.
We do. If anything, you should have started with LSU, though, not the Saints. At least you had some positive there.
LSU would have been a lot more better, as they say. LSU looked good. LSU looked impressive. LSU's offense, I just don't know anybody's going to mess with that offense. They really, really. They might
defense
get beat again.
Is their problem, yeah.
Well, the defense, they're bragging about the defense holding down the worst offensive team in the SEC, Auburn.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll see what happens. All right, folks. All joking aside, it's one of the most humbling programs I'll probably ever do. And what I mean by that is I've been doing this, as you know, 30 years, and I've never woke up on a – I went to bed Saturday night, woke up a Sunday morning with some hope like this because all my candidates didn't get beat. I say that jokingly, but I really mean that. All the candidates – a lot of candidates that I pull for and stick my nose out for usually get wiped off the map, but they did the wiping this time. And I was humbled by people waking up in areas and really repudiating the good old boy network and the part of the state that sucks is that part of the state that these good old boy network people have gave us candidate after candidate and we never move. And they got waxed. I mean, they got waxed bad. It was like unbelievable how bad they got. So here's how I'm gonna break the program now. Talk a little bit about the state races, and then I've got some of the races that I concentrated on to talk about, and some of the people. These people were really warriors to fight against some of the most nasty, vicious, lying trial lawyer piece of crap that ran this state. This election, so anyway, I'm going to get to all that. The repudiation of the Good Old Boy Network, the repudiation of the Bel Edwards. Bel Edwards is a gigantic loser. And it also proved Republicans got 66% of the votes in the governor's race. 66%. Now, let me tell you something. 8 years ago and 4 years ago, if you didn't have people like Jay Darden and the dipstick Scott out of jail, and Eddie Rasponi wouldn't have did what he did, you would have never had 8 years of bad luck Bill. Bad luck Bill Edwards. That guy hurt us. He should have never been in position during COVID. He should have never been in position to do what he did. And you people, I mean, we woke up and said, you know, enough's enough. Now, Jeff Landry has won the governorship. I didn't think he could win it in the first round. But I told y'all turnout would be low, but I never predicted it would be right under 36%. I thought it'd be 38, 39. That voter low went down. Now, listen, everybody's going to talk about how low the voter turnout is, and that's going to be, oh, it's such a bad thing. And you're going to see the media and the advocate, the devil's out. Boy, did they take their rear-ends. Did they get whipped? But don't let anybody tell you anything about bad about low turnout. What have I said for 20 years on this program? I don't mind low turnout. Give me a low turnout election with informed voters. I would take that any day over a big turnout with uninformed voters, which is normally what we get. Give me, and I think they were informed because Jeff Landry's sitting there and look at the other races, how they went, and look at what happened all over the state. The Good Old Boy Network got their rear ends ripped. And they tried to hurt good. We all lost one race of the 19 right here. One. Jeff Landry reminded me a lot of the way he ran his campaign like Bobby Jindal did. I didn't say he's going to govern like Jindal because I don't believe that at all. But what I mean by that is Jeff has been running a while. Jeff raised the money. Jeff had the name recognition. Jeff went out there and busted his fanny. He's the governor. He's the governor-elect. Soon we get rid of the crap and get a governor, a real governor. Okay? Now, the hard part will be governing. And, folks, I got so many turns and twists and all this stuff. Just bear with me today. I got 3 hours. You don't want to miss the third hour either. If you go to moongraffon.com, listen live, you can listen to the third hour. I'll go to my friends at KPL, their website, because they'll be live on the show. I've been watching this for 30 years, folks. I heard everything I could hear. I've lost friends again. I always do. I heard yard signs, Brandon. They got more yard signs up there for McConaughey. They got yard signs for you, Andre. All the yard signs. And by the way, a guy reminded me, emailed me today and said, you remember when I wrote, because I got a lot of these emails, and they said, they got a lot of yard signs. They worried me up here in northwest Louisiana, south Louisiana. I said, yard signs don't vote. Brandon, I would like to know the percentage if God would show us. What was the percentage of people put up a yard sign and didn't even go vote? I will bet you if you could put a percentage on it, it would be higher than we could imagine. Yard signs. Yard signs don't vote. And lies don't vote. You vote. People vote. I'm proud of the 36% that went to vote. I think they stood up. I think they were informed for the most part. They were informed going, let me tell you something. If I'm getting an email from somebody at 6 o'clock on how to vote or a text message, they ain't voting. Huh, Brandon? I mean, seriously. By the way, I got some of those. I hate to say that I got some of those. Somebody listening and go, last time I ever send you an email. Well, don't be mad at me. I'm not going to tell him your name. And I'm not going to tell him. Clay Shanks not an email, but I told him I wouldn't vote for him. So he said, okay, I agree. So 36%, Jeff Landry is our new governor-elect. Now Jeff Landry, when he gets in office, has got to make the right decisions and push the right buttons. Somebody told me, actually, there's a poll, less than half the yard people with yard signs actually vote. I believe that. I don't doubt that at all.
But why would you go through the trouble of letting a yard sign or putting up a yard sign and not vote? That's amazing.
You tell me you think everybody with a yard sign vote.
No, I don't disagree the truth, but man, nah, just not, why?
Now, the guy sent this to me, of course, it's Joe, but he might not be. He might be on got something. Jeff won. Jeff beat him. Jeff beat the advocate. Jeff beat all the nastiness by the advocate. He won, folks, because he outworked everybody else, and he outraised money. And I'll tell you something. I got winners and losers. The Republican Party endorsing him early, and everybody got mad at him. But we don't have closed primaries. That's why look, I'm not going to defend the state Republican Party. I'm not a Republican. Okay? I'm not. I'm a conservative. But the state Republican Party endorsing Jeff Landry was gigantic. And the same people that bickered and fought, I can't believe they did that. That's just so stupid. There's the same people that don't want close primaries. And if we had close primaries in March or April, guess who would have been the candidate? Jeff Landry. Jeff Landry would have been the candidate. Jeff Landry would have won it then. He won it now. The race never changed from day one. It was Landry. And as soon as Pothole Wilson got in, it was Landry and Pothole. It was the race never changed. And the advocate and all these people were trying to make it change. And I'll get to every candidate in just a second. I just want to say congratulations to Jeff, the people that made the runoff. Liz Murrow's going to make a great attorney general. But we got a job to do. We got to go vote in 5 weeks. We have to go vote. The conservatives have to get out. You can't. It's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Everybody's going to be coming and going and hunting. And I'll be fishing. But everybody be coming and going. We got to vote. You go early vote in about 3 weeks, Brandon. There's 1 week in between, 4 weeks. There's a whole week, 3 to 4 week area. You got to vote. We got to get people to go vote. Nancy Landry for Secretary of State. John Fleming. I'm proud of John Fleming. John Fleming almost won it in the first round. So did Liz Murrow. And those are the best people. They won. The best people won. Nancy Landry's in a runoff. More on that race a little bit later. I mean, I'm just talking about the statewide right now. But we got a chance. We have hope. Our hope ain't in government. Our hope's in Jesus Christ. But government can play a vital role in getting things right. And Jeff has a big, big bullseye on his back. Hey, Jeff, congratulations. Guess who got the bullseye on you? You ever heard of a guy named Moon Griffon? I'm counting on you. I'm counting on you. A lot of people are counting on you, Jeff. You got what you wanted. You know, it's like I tell people, you ever see that dog chasing that car, Brandon? You ever go, what happens when a dog bites the car? Jeff, congratulations, man. You earned it. You earned it. Congratulations. More on all these races when we get back. Some of the players, so-called major players in the governor's race, and we'll move on and get through it as quick as I can. But don't go nowhere. The second hour is going to be really hot. Cybersecurity needs of your business keeping you up at night? iConvergence was founded by two honest men, respected and faithful Louisiana natives over 20 years ago. Their passion for excellence and service led to the growth one customer at a time and expanded to the entire Gulf Coast region. iConvergence has established a long history of being trusted cybersecurity and advanced technology partners for large enterprise-grade companies, including universities, banks, healthcare providers. iConvergence also offers the same level of expertise and service to small businesses with no IT staff, none. Give iConvergence the chance to earn your business by calling them at 1-800-820-9695, 800-820-9695, or by visiting their website, iConvergence.com, iConvergence.com. Let the professionals at iConvergence get you taken care of, and you're going to feel safe from the changing cybersecurity landscape.
Folks, you know, I've been telling y'all about Nicole Spellman Group and how great they are. You can say goodbye to the guesswork. You can say goodbye to it. Why? Why are you asking that? Because Nicole has a home value estimator. A home value estimator is a game changer for sellers. Go to NicoleSpellmanGroup.com. Right on the homepage, under sellers, click on what's my home value. You enter your address. It's real simple. Find out what your home's worth. Everybody wants to know what your home's worth. You can do it in 30 seconds. That's why Nicole Spellman is the best. They can do it quickly, timely, And I tell you something else, they do it professionally. Hey, that's why I trust the number one team serving the entire state of Louisiana, the Nicole Spellman Group, to sell my home. By the way, Nicole Spellman is a U.S. Army veteran. You say, what does that got to do with it? She knows how to serve. She knows how to serve the people in the United States. Guess what? She knows how to serve you. Go to NicoleSpellmanGroup.com. NicoleSpellmanGroup.com, or just Google Nicole Spellman Group. This is the person to do it. This is the group to do it.
When you require...
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. Great day in Louisiana. At least it's a new day dawning coming around the corner. Got so much to cover with elected officials, but let's finish up with the governor's race. Jeff Landry is the winner. You know, you remember the question I used to ask, Brand? I said, the only question I had in the governor's race is, are the Republicans going to attack or endorse? Well, that's been answered. And it's all too late for them to endorse now. It's over. I mean, it's over. And so let's break down. First of all, John Schroeder ran. John never caught on. John has been a very good treasurer. John was a very good representative. I don't know what his future is. I think he ended up with about 4 or 5%. Mr. Lundy was here, and I like Mr. Lundy. He's a really nice guy, but he was here, and after the show, he was talking about and said on the program that he was going to get Sean Wilson's vote and end up in a runoff. And, Brian, remember, I asked him off the air, I said, Mr. Lundy, how do you go from 5 to 25?
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to get it. It's going to happen. And I didn't want to tell him anything. Maybe he really felt that in his heart, but he stayed where he started after he ran the advertisement. He never moved.
Schroeder
never moved.
I was looking closer at Lundy's numbers, and he struggled across the state. In his home area, Calcasieu Parish and those little surrounding parishes where he did really well.
Mm-hmm.
People loved him in his area. But outside of that is where he struggled.
Well, you still had name recognition.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but I tell you what, he put his money where his mouth was. He went out there, he ran a campaign, he ran hard, and that's all you can do. Sharon Ewer was never a factor. Sharon Ewer wasn't a factor when she announced. Sharon Ewer wasn't a factor when it was over. She never got any traction. So where she does, where they go, I don't know where none of these people. But the big loser in this whole thing is Stephen Wagstaff. I mean, let me just say this. Look, I know Wag, and I like Wag. You know, Wag was the never anybody but Landry candidate, and he was the third choice. I mean, I hate to be – I'm not being ugly. I'm being honest. Garrett Graves was the first choice. And I love for Garrett to have gotten in this race. I really did. But Garrett's never going to run in a position where he's got to make tough decisions like he would have to make in Baton Rouge. Garrett can't handle the heat. I mean, I give Edwards. Bell Edwards can handle the heat. Jeff Landry will handle the heat. Garrett Graves would never be able to handle the heat. Never. He's not built like that. It's not who he is. So Garrett Graves didn't want to run. Then they went to my favorite, and yours too, Psycho Bill. Psycho Bill Cassidy knew dang good and well that he was going to get drove, and he didn't want that on his record if he ran for Senate, which he's going to get drove in that race if he runs for Senate again. So Psycho Bill, being the anybody but Landry candidates, didn't run. And so Wagstaff became the third option for the anybody but Landry crowd, and Wag never had a chance. You remember the bogus poll they put out, Brandon? Lionel Rainey, he took it on the chin too, but Lionel Rainey ran Wag's pack, and they put out a poll, and they got them to print it that Wag was up to 16% and closing. And it was a poll run by Wag's people. And I went crazy on it saying, the devil's advocate printed it. I ain't even got to them yet. The devil's advocate printed it. And I said back then, you don't print polls that are run by candidates. You don't print them. And they printed it. Wag got 5%. Wag never raised money. Wag never had a chance. I talked to Wagus back in this office years ago, and he said, well, I want to run. I said, why you ain't gonna have a chance? He said, they're gonna hit you with gender and hit you with this. And they talk Wag left a I hate to say this, vote, because they say he's really bright. Wag left a $500,000 a year job.
a $500,000 a year job because his buddies talked him into running. He let ego get him. We all like that. I'm guilty. He let his ego get him out of a $500,000 job in Louisiana. And he never did anything. A $500,000 to do nothing. I mean, Brandon, $500,000 to
that's
run
still,
for office
I just
because
don't
they
either.
Had they and let me tell you something. I feel sorry for him now. I don't blame him. I feel sorry for him. Because he let these anybody but Landry people, Garrett Graves and Cassidy and all these people in Baton Rouge tell him, you can beat him. We can beat Jeff. We can beat him. We can beat him. He couldn't raise no money. He didn't have any name recognition. People thought his damn name was too long. Brandon, don't laugh. You laugh all you want to. People say, who's that guy with the long name? Who's that guy with the funny name? Now, don't get me wrong. They call me Moon. That's after rear end. I get it. But Stephen Waxman's name was so long. How would you like to put that across a football uniform? All I'm telling you is Wag got conned into it by the good old boy network telling him he could do something. He left a $500,000 job to get 5% in the governor's race. Who does that? And he had no message. He never had a message. His message was saying, sound like a typical politician. He was a lobbyist for 10 years. Wag was a big loser, and he didn't have to be. But when you listen to people making you sound like you're something you're not, that's what happens. Wag had no business being in the race. None. 5%. Wag got 5%. He left a $500,000 a year job to go get 5% of the governor's race. I don't know about y'all, but that don't sound real bright in my book. And I do a lot of dumb things. All right, when we get back, we'll roll through the rest of the races. Oh, my God. $500,000. Gee, where's he making Brandon Como type money? We'll be right back. Folks, if you get a chance to be in Shreveport or Baton Rouge, New Orleans, you know, and you haven't checked out Superior Grill, and you like good Mexican food, please go to Superior Grill. Go check them out. You're going to enjoy. Everybody that I've sent there have really enjoyed the great taste of Superior Grill. They love the food. It's a big menu. It's a lot of different things you can pull out from the enchiladas to the fajitas to the tacos to the quesadillas to the steak to the hamburgers. They do it all at Superior Grill, and that salsa and that queso is all so good. All you got to do is find a way to Shreveport, New Orleans, or Baton Rouge and get the great taste of Superior Grill. But, hey, if you're home and you're in those areas and you want a caterer and people like that, they cater. They can handle big groups. I've been there with many big groups and had a great, great time. They'll accommodate you. They'll accommodate you the best they can. You can pick up food to go as usual. Line Avenue in Shreveport, Government Street in Highland Road in Baton Rouge, and St. Charles Avenue in New Orleans. Superior Grill. It's great. And next year, we're going to have one right here in Lafayette. So, hey, check them out. If you hit it that way, make darn sure you go check out the great taste of Superior Grill.
Liz Merle is the conservative candidate for attorney general. Her liberal opponent stands with Joe Biden, endorsed by Washington Democrats. The press described Liz's opponent as the most progressive in the AG race. In other words, liberal. We can't count on Liz's opponent to fight Joe Biden and the political party of defunding police and open borders. We can't have an attorney general who coddles criminals like This Is San Francisco. This is why we need Liz Merle. She's tough and experienced. Liz has won many cases denying violent criminals to get back on the streets. She's worked with law enforcement and prosecutors in hundreds of cases. Liz keeps criminals where they belong, in jail. The Louisiana sheriffs have endorsed Liz because they trust her. For attorney general, vote conservative. Vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter. Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Online at MatthewJames.com.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues designed to help you help your child thrive in school and in life. Understood.org, because understanding is everything. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
The entire world watched.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show, 844-766-6607 is a Matthew James Tax Wealth Management Hotline. Glad you're with us today. Elections, great results for the first time in my 30 years. Usually get my rear end toasted and handed to me. I don't feel like that today. Feel like we got a chance, a lot of hope out there. Let's move on to the other races. Like I said, anybody looking for a guy that wants, if somebody got a job worth $500,000, Wag's available. You're laughing at. He is available.
I still can't believe.
He might already have the job lined up.
Man, that's a lot of money to give up. Huh? That's a lot of money to give up to run against someone like Jeff that everybody thought it was in the bag for.
$500,000. Anyway, all right. Secretary of State's race, which I took a lot of interest in it. When fraud squad leader, or should I say lack of leader, Clay Shakesnotta, who helped, was one of the three stooges along with Blank Page Cortez and Bel Air, was to screw this state up. And I'm proud to announce that he's not in the runoff and that he's toast. He got 15% is laughable to me. What did people do? Get drunk for the LSU game and win vote before? Who would vote for Clay Shakesnotta? Toast. Nancy Landry will be running against Collins Green. I'm going to make one little other comment. Nancy Landry was the one that came on at the end, and she got through the process. My friend Mike Francis, and I've been friends with Mike a long time, and I've said this and I told people this. I felt like, and Mike's welcome to get mad at me because Mike knows I love him to death, but I felt like Mike sat back and waited too late. And I felt like he'd have started early, like August, Brandon, when they qualified. Mike Francis gotten after it, he mentions the clerk and all this stuff, but I mean getting after, letting people know, advertising, doing all the things he needed to do. Nancy, you know, maybe she'd have gotten run off, maybe not. But Mike Francis had a chance to do that, and it didn't happen for him. And Mike's a good public service commissioner. He's still a public service commissioner. But Nancy Landry has to win that now. There can be no mistake about this race. Nancy Landry has to win this race. We have to finish the job. People, let me tell you something. If we voted less than 36% first time, it's going to be less than 20% the next time. The chronic voters will go vote. This was a chronic vote election, and it's why we saw the results we saw. Nancy Landry needs to be the next Secretary of State. If Nancy Landry is not the Secretary of State, we screwed. How about that? She has to win this race now. Like I said to Mike, I just felt like they waited and waited and waited, and I think it cost them. But credit to Nancy Landry's team of people, because when she got going, and I noticed this, I noticed the uptick in her campaign, and it happened at the right time. It happened before early voting. She started coming on like gangbusters. Clay Shakesnotta looked like, I'm going to tell you what the best thing happened to us, and I want to thank him and his team for running all them TV ads. Because, now listen to me, Brian. Follow my thinking on this. They ran a poll that had Clay Shakesnotta with a chance to get in a runoff, and that's when everybody got in gear and said, that ain't happening. And his numbers actually started down. I ended up at 15%, but he ended up fourth in the race. Not first, not second, not third. Clay Shakesnotta ended up fourth, and he wouldn't have been there with the exception of these damn lobbyists who gave him all this money when he was Speaker of the House, and he shouldn't have been the Speaker of the House. He walked across with all these Republicans and gave the Democrats the power. He would have never been Speaker. The dude never was a committee chair because he wasn't able. And he became Speaker because he was able to cut a deal with the leftist woke Democrats. He went across there with people like Bogus Bo Boye. More on him later. Oh yeah, Bo, you don't think you can go support Wag and show up at the Jeff Landry party like, hey, I'm one of the guys. No, Bogus. Bogus needs to be kicked off the Ways and Means. Bogus needs to be moved to the Toilet Bowl Committee, Latrine Orderly, or whatever else you want, Dog Catcher Committee. More on you later, Bo. I know you think you won with 85%. You're sticking your chest out, but wow. But anyway, the Secretary of State, we gotta have this. We got to have this race. Next one, State Treasurer Fleming. I'm proud of John Fleming. You know, John got mad at me years ago, Brandon, because I and this is the truth, John will tell you. And John was man enough to tell me this, Brandon. He wanted to really run for Senate. And, you know, we had all kind of rallied behind Psycho Bill, not knowing he was a psycho at the time. And so Cassidy, and so Fleming's went by the wayside. But not this time. John Fleming led with 44% or something like that, Brandon. I don't look at all these numbers. Y'all can look at all that. I like results. But John Fleming kicked butt. He's going to run against a Democrat named Granger out of Lake Charles. The guy's a leftist, woke, Bell Edwards guy. He's for ESGs. He wants investment in carbon capture and Green New Deal. Floating stuff around. I'm talking about a leftist nut on this Green New Deal stuff. That's who you're getting to vote for. John Fleming, a congressman for 8 years, a guy that worked in the Trump administration, who understands energy, who understands how to fight against the Green New Deal, against a woke Democrat. I hope Bill Edwards endorses him. I bet you Bill Edwards has the worst endorsement number, the only one besides me. He might be the only one I know of got a worse endorsement than me. John Fleming, former Congressman John Fleming, Dr. John Fleming, businessman John Fleming, it's imperative that he wins. He is running against a real cuckoo out there, folks. I'm talking about a leftist cuckoo. By the way, if the leftist cuckoo wants to come on, I'd be glad to interview. I got a lot of questions in this carbon capture and saving the planet type guy. That's what he's running on. Of course, Devontae Lewis won in the Public Service Commission. And Bananas Foster and Dr. Greg Green voted to make him the head of Public Service Commission. He's a woke lunatic. That a boy, Dr. Green. That a boy. And that's one of, by the way, you know who Dr. Green's tied in with? Garrett Graves. Wag. Cassidy. Fleming, folks. I'm just telling you. Number three is going to be the Attorney General. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Liz Murrow was head and shoulders above all the candidates combined, every single one of them. And I would have liked to have seen her to already go in. She's qualified.
But she's going against a Democrat nobody even knows the name of.
Well, they know in New Orleans only. Yeah. But, Brandon, let me tell you, what if the rest of the state votes 10% and New Orleans turns out heavy? Wow. You see, that's what I'm saying. People have to go vote. The good news is chronic voters normally vote conservative. I watched it in all these other races. Liz Murrow's qualified. She's ready. I read an article today in The Advocate, The Devil's Advocate. Boy, were they big losers. You know, some of this stuff's going to run into the third hour, folks. Some I'll bring back tomorrow. But what are you laughing at? You know I'm just starting. I've made notes on four sheets of paper, and I'm through the first half of the first paper.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And my notes were really just one-word stuff. But Liz Murrow, she's one of the best candidates I've seen come along in a long time. I trust her. I know she's going to be truthful. I know she's going to be tough. She's tougher than most men. I just think that we got a really gem in this. The Advocate's already writing. Some professionals, some of the experts, and remember, experts run from them, are saying that might be a problem if Liz Murrow wins and Jeff Landry wins, because Jeff Landry's the owner. Jeff Landry's going to never own Liz Murrow. When you read stuff like that from something as dumb as The Advocate, understand it's dumb as The Advocate. Liz Murrow, John Fleming, and Nancy Landry are our candidates. We need to turn out for these people. If we can send a message, really send a message 70-30, it would once again prove that John Bel Air was backed in. On the deal. All right. A few more things when we get back. I got a lot of local races that I do want to discuss. You realize there's some men who lost to women who've never called them and said congratulations, Brandon? men, tough men. Oh, tough. State police type tough. Military type tough. Never even called the candidates to say congratulations. You talk about wusses in the real world. We'll get to all that. Don't go nowhere, folks. No, I'm just cranking up. I really am. We'll be right back. When you think about how you'll spend your money in retirement, what comes to mind? Probably travel, sunny beaches, and spoiling your grandchildren. But a recent survey found that over 30% of every dollar a retiree spends goes to taxes. Baby boomers were told for years to save money in their IRAs and 401ks and pay taxes later. Well, now that day has arrived, and boomers are shocked to see a third of their money going back to Uncle Sam. John Blanchard and the Matthew James Financial Group can help. What if you could protect all or most of your retirement wealth from future tax rate increases? Achieve a zero or near zero effective tax rate for most of your retirement years. Find out more. 337-366-8366. Isn't it time you got a second opinion on your wealth and retirement outlook? Learn how you could potentially kick the IRS out of your IRA. 337-366-8366 and online at MatthewJames.com.
Louisiana is unique. The food, the festivals, even the bugs. It's termite season. Did you know termites are responsible for over $1 billion worth of damage in Louisiana alone? For over 60 years, J&J Exterminating has been shielding homes and businesses. 100% guaranteed against termites, pests, and mosquitoes. Louisiana owned, customer focused. J&J Exterminating.
Call them today, make the pests go away. J&J Exterminating.
Get the shield.
Yeah.
As parents, we have a lot to be proud of. Our kids are smart, talented, and dedicated, but all of them are at risk. 1 in 3 Louisiana high school students use e-cigarettes, and every day, more teens struggle with vape-related problems like nicotine addiction and lung damage. The time to talk to your teen is now, and we can help. Get vaping facts, talking tips, and quitting resources at BehindTheHazeLA.com. Sponsored by the Louisiana Department of Justice.
Your safety is
in.
Hi, y'all. Welcome, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Matthew James and Tax Wealth Management Hotline. Let me a couple other things. I'm going to wrap up the state stuff. 66% of the Republicans got 60. If you had a ball of Republicans that ran for governor, they got 66% of the vote. You tell me it didn't prove Bel Air was backed in. Republicans did some stupid things. And Jay Darden and Scott Ogiel hurt this state. When you look at those people, you need to look at people who hurt this state. We had 8 years we got to overcome from Bel Edwards and the advocate and the ignorance of that thing. I mean, that's craziness that a guy like that won in this state. When everybody else was moving forward for them 8 years, we were backing up. And now we got to pick up, clean up the mess. And the mess is going to be hard. I'm not expecting everything to change overnight. I'm not expecting gigantic victories early. I'm expecting us to start working toward that because we got to clean up after Bell. And Bell gave us hell. We got to clean up after Jay Darden and Scott Ogiel did this to it. And if Eddie Rasponi wouldn't have beat up Ralph Abraham, we would have beat Edwards. But he made people so damn mad that they didn't vote. So we lost. He backed in twice. We had to deal with him with COVID. I mean, we don't even know when a baby's born now. We don't even know what we don't got 92 genders because of Bell. And we had a leadership at the governor position. He hurt us. He hurt us, and people decided they were sick of it. You know, I heard a lot of from people, and I give Jeff Landry credit because I talked to Jeff several times. He said, Moon, people are mad. People want to change this state. He told me that 10 times. He was right. People were mad. People wanted to change the state. People wanted to get after the Clay Shakesnodders and the Blank Page Cortez more on him later as his candidates got drilled in some of these elections. It's our state. It's not theirs. It's time to take it back. The good old boy network's been running this state into the ground, and we saw how nasty they can get in these local campaigns. By the way, first of all, congratulations to Troy Hebert. He was the only one to beat one of the 19, Jonathan Gudo. And to Jonathan, you did nothing wrong. You voted right. The system, the UL system, the fence makers, the P-card group and all that, and they got behind. The guy was able to run a campaign, okay? He never had to say anything. He had a great story of his life. That's all I saw. I couldn't tell you if he was a Republican, a Democrat, conservative, Christian. I don't know nothing about him except what the ad said, which had nothing to do with the position he's going to take. So, but he won. Jonathan didn't have near the team of people that he had in the money. No doubt about it. I give him credit. I hope he don't walk around with his chest stuck out because he won. My question for Troy is really simple. Are you going to be your own man? Or is Mike Michaud and Joe Robidoux in the ambulance place, are they going to run it? Are they going to own you like they do Cocktail Cousin? He is totally owned. Are you just going to be the good old guy? You walk around, try to get your buddies their projects? Or are you going to really stand up and be counted for? And you got a clean voting record. You can start clean, and that's good. And to Jonathan, you did the best you could. I just think you had too much going against you in the system. You were the only one that I know of in the 19 that ran that got beat. And it's not your fault, Jonathan. They had a team of people, but that was the only win they got. We'll get to the other ones in a minute. But congratulations. And I hope for our sake and for the state's sake that Troy Hebert will be his own man. That's the only question I got. Will he be his own man, or will Michaud and the P-card group and all that run him? And if they run him, I just want him to look and see what happened to all these other people. Because they were a big part in voting for that budget and getting all this money to people. And he's got to make that determination. But he won. He won. I met him. He would not come on this program. I'm sure Michaud and all them guys said, don't go on that program. You might have to answer a question. But I don't know what the guy ran for. But I think he should be credited with the win. He has. He's the representative-elect. And I wish him the best. He has a zero voting record. Can't say nothing about him, good or bad. Good for him. Glad he won. But that's my only question I have. Who will own you? Or will you be your own man? I think it's a legitimate question. I want to go. I got so many more races to talk about.
I'm so used to taking a break right now. It's kind of odd, huh?
No. I'm glad we're back to normal.
I know.
That was kind of ridiculous, too, on our part. But then again, you had to be fair to everybody, and I was fair to everybody. I got to tell y'all, we'll get to Dodie Harton's race at the top of the hour because I'll talk a lot about it. But I got to tell y'all, you got to be proud of Dodie Harton, Alan Seaball, Blake Miguez, Valerie Hodges, Danny McCormick, Rodney Shamel, Chuck Owen, Rick Evans. These people took on the system. They took on the mob in this state. They took on a good old boy network, and they beat the living hell out of them. They drilled them. They drilled some of the good old boy network. They beat them so bad, it wasn't even funny. I'll start with, and I may continue with, Alan Seaball. Alan Seaball, people were texting me all night, how did Alan do? Alan won 56-44.
It was close early going, though. As a matter of fact, McConaughey had a lead 51-49 early on, and we were starting to wonder. I'm talking about us here in the studio.
The thing about it, though, Brandon, it was where the votes came in. So when you look at numbers, you can't really look at them. Like, you got to look at the end results. I get what you're saying?
Yeah.
That's what they were reporting. But here's what I'll tell you. Alan Seaball had one of the toughest races ever. Alan Seaball fought the crime family. Alan Seaball fought the damn crime family. The things they didn't say about Alan Seaball, okay, and his trial lawyers and his Kelly Law Firm and Townsend and Lion Ryan Gaddy and all these nasty people tried to beat a good guy, and his wife's a really, really sweetheart. He tried to beat a guy who said, to hell with you, I'll fight you. And the people in that district, I am so proud of the people. Alan would have got 75% of the vote because of all the lies, and I know some people were naive, and they voted for Mike McConathy. Mike McConathy was a loser, not only in the race, Mike McConathy's reputation in months was shot down from all the years of the reputation he built up. He allowed this to happen. He got involved with it. He allowed this to happen. He got what he deserved. He got his rear end beat. It was almost a landslide. 55-45 is considered a landslide. It was 54-46. Mike McConathy allowed his reputation to be run in the ground, not by Alan Seaball, by Taylor Townsend and his so-called buddies of his that got him to change to the Republican Party, got him to run because he was a good guy, and they were going to use him. They used him, and Coach McConathy, they use you. They used and abused you, sir. They used and abused you, and I know people now that don't think you're that good of a guy. As a matter of fact, they question how good of a guy you are now because you allowed these people to use you, these trial lawyers to use you. I saw Gordon McKernel with money in the race. I saw, what's the ones over here, Brandon? Glenn Armentrout. What's the other one? Earls? Dick Earls and them. Man, they got all involved in the race. And they don't care what's being said. They put their money up, and they lied on Alan Seaball. Had him in a priest outfit, Brandon, saying he want to marry 14-year-olds. Valerie Hodges, too. Blake Miguez, too. They made up lie after lie. And I talked to Alan, and Alan stayed strong. Him and his bride and the people work stayed strong. And the people in Senate District 31 delivered for the right person. You made the right. You would have had 75%, but they lied so much on that man. And that's back on McConathy. That's back on Mike McConathy, Mr. Nice Guy, Mr. Christian, Mr. If he was all that, why he didn't man up? His reputation had been drove into the ground. And I know people that lived and said, I always liked him, but not no more. And I hear that a lot. And bottom line, it's not Mike's fault. Mike was naive to what he was getting in with a bunch of crime family people and his damn trial lawyers. Alan Seaball kicked his butt. And I'm proud of Alan, because Alan, most people would have quit. Not Alan Seaball. Coach McConathy, your name is mud now. It's mud. Not because of me, not because of Alan, because of the worthless pieces of crap you let tell you to run and do what they try to do to Alan Seaball. Congratulations, District 31. You people saw through the hell and the crap, and you picked the right guy. Congratulations, Alan and Laura Seaball. Congratulations.
That's not immune to facts. The Dan Bongino Show here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
News Talk 96.5 KPEL, Brobridge, Lafayette, a Town Square media station broadcasting from the Matthew James Financial Studio.
It will take time.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu just said that on day 10 of the war against Hamas terrorists in Gaza.
And as the world unified in order to destroy, to win over ISIS and Nazism, so it must unify in order to destroy Hamas.
1,400 Israelis have been killed, along with more than 2,700 Palestinians inside Gaza, where Israel keeps bombing Hamas targets. Food and fuel and medicines in low supply there. Hundreds of thousands of civilians in shelters, while Hamas holds 199 Israelis and others hostage. Fox's Trey Yingst on the Gaza border reports along the northern border with Lebanon.
The Israelis are calling on all residents near the border to shelter in place, lock all doors and windows. Likely, they're worried about an infiltration attempt from Lebanon. We're also learning just a few moments ago that the Israelis are shelling southern Lebanon.
Now, Hezbollah is backed by Iran. President Biden has warned it not to get involved in this conflict.
The Pentagon announcing a second battleship and fighter jets will be heading to the eastern Mediterranean Sea as the fighting in Gaza continues. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says they are not meant to be involved in any fighting between Israel and Hamas. At least 30 Americans have been killed in the deadly Hamas terror attacks.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. House Republicans plan a vote for new speaker tomorrow after Steve Scalise fell short last week. It's Jim Jordan's turn. He has the backing of the speaker ousted 2 weeks ago, and Kevin McCarthy tells Fox,
I feel very good about where Jim Jordan is at. He has been an integral part of our team when we took the majority, helping us get the majority.
But some moderate Republicans may not support Jordan, who's a strong conservative. It's day 32 of the auto workers strike, and Ford's executive chairman says it has to stop after it was expanded last week to include a Kentucky truck plant. Bill Ford warning the union it's hurting the economy, and Ford says Toyota, Honda, Tesla, and other automakers are loving this. America's listening to Fox News.
What's the best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda? No, it's not voting Republican. A better option is to vote with your wallet. Democrats get easy votes by giving away newly printed money, but we can fight this never-ending scam by making use of physical gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a physical gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. These special accounts allow you to preserve your retirement and help the country at the same time. Plus, you pay zero penalties or taxes on the transfer. To learn more, text the word PROTECT to 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will send you a free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold is the only gold IRA company I trust, so text PROTECT to 989898 to request your free info kit right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
Court-appointed special advocates, or CASA, are specially trained volunteers that help secure safe homes for abused and neglected children. Don't let these innocent victims slip through the cracks of our complicated legal system. Get involved today. Call CASA at 268-5111. This nonprofit organization moment brought to you by News Talk 96.5 KPEL.
The views expressed in the following show are those of the hosts or hosts only. They do not represent News Talk 96.5 KPEL or Town Square Media.
Welcome back, Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607. There's a Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. It's an amazing thing. All righty. Just to wrap up with Alan Seaball, him and his bride and the camp that worked, $700,000 they spent trying to beat Alan. And to Coach McConathy, I mean, if you can live with yourself, then you can live with yourself. But I don't see how you do it. I just don't. Your reputation was hammered. And, you know, it wasn't hammered because of Allen. It was hammered because of the people who put you in it, the Taylor Townsend gang, okay, and the trial lawyers that did that. Trial lawyers did that to you, not Seaball. Seaball had to respond to the lies. The absolute outright lies that they kept putting out. And then you started repeating them too. You know? So you got blood on your hands. You were just as guilty as the rest of them. The people in Senate District 31, that's rural areas, that's Moon. I'm a rural guy. I love the rural areas. It's what I grew up in. I'm not a big city guy. I live out in the country myself. Brandon, you would say, where I live is pretty out in the country. Okay, keep my guns loaded, too. Don't have a problem. Got a dog, but it would only bark after you left. So anyway, Alan, thank you, man. Thank you and Laura. God bless y'all. God bless the people that work for them. They work so hard. Dodie Harden won 60-40. 60-40. And Chris Turner and Ryan Gaddy, Chris Turner, a big, big old police, state police, big old military guy, got his ass drove like a wuss. And I'm being nice, Brandon. And let me tell you something. I called some of these people, and I called Doty. I said, Doty. I called to congratulate her. I said, Doty, did Chris Turner call and congratulate you? You know, big bad military guy and big bad state police guy never called to congratulate her for getting his butt whipped by a woman? Who does that? What kind of man does that? They lied on Doty Harden for 8 months. They told lie after lie after lie. She beat the courthouse crowd. She beat the mayor. She beat the police jury. She beat the city council. She beat them all 60-40 because everybody in District 9 got brains. They saw what they were trying to do to Doty Harden. It was lie after lie after lie, and they put Doty in a husband. If y'all met these people and y'all had to meet me and meet them, you wouldn't even talk to me. These are good people. These good people, and Chris Turner comes along and buys into the lying Ron Gaddy. He shouldn't even have ran in that. Doty Harden was solid, and it proved with 60%, and he probably pulled a few off. She probably would have got 80 because there's people naive. But, man, the district, I'm proud of y'all. When I'm in that district, please let me know when I'm at that area that you voted for Doty Harden. I want to hug you. I want to give you a high five. I want to thank you for not buying into the lies. Let me tell you something. Blank Page Cortez and that little bitty, throw in Stuart Little, very little bishop, and you throw in, and I'm going to get to them later. Brandon's going, I know you are. And you throw in Tanner Bad News Bad McGee. They told Doty Harden, if you don't vote for SCR3, you don't vote for the budget, we're going to make your life hell. We're going to put you through hell every day. That's Blank freaking Page. That's Blank Page. That's the page. And Chris Turner and Ron Gaddy, the lying Ron Gaddy. And I tell you, somebody else who was involved in that race, the flunky, Mark Cooper, a little flunky. I guess he's waiting to get a job from Jeff now. He worked for Jindal. He worked for the flunky. He's a flunky. They all schemed to beat Doty. And they all went after Doty, a Christian lady who voted right, who did the right things. They all went after. And Doty whipped these men 60-40. And Chris Turner don't have the guts to call the woman, the lady, and say, congratulations, you won. And by the way, I'm sorry. And I'm thinking, yeah, you are sorry. They took a shot at her husband for no reason. Who was, I think, a fireman for 30-something years. And took a shot at a family. Chris Turner, he didn't have a good name. He's not going to ever have a good name hanging out with Ron Gaddy. He's not. What they did to Doty Harden is sinful, folks. What they tried to beat up this lady is sinful. But the District 9 said, no, we don't care if you're the mayor of a town. We don't care if you're the city council. We don't care if you're the police juror. Doty's been a friend. Doty didn't lie to us. And there come Chris Turner. He had to run. He had to run. And then he saw he was losing. And he got nastier and nastier and nastier. To, you know, if I was Doty, I wouldn't even talk to him. I wouldn't even answer his call. Why? What's today, Brandon? The 15th? 16th? 16th. Yeah. The election's been over for 2 days. I wouldn't take his call. Well, Moon, you're supposed to forgive. Yes. When the man come ask for forgiveness, she can forgive if she wants to. But holy cow, this guy was nasty. He knew what he was doing. They knew what they were doing. But they're beating up a woman. Beating up a woman who was tougher than them. God should be embarrassed. He should be embarrassed about what they tried to do to Doty Harden. Doty Harden stayed strong, and her group and her people got her through it, worked their butts off. They smoked him. They smashed him. He got what he deserved. Sound like to me it was answered prayer. Doty and to your hubby, congratulations. Y'all deserved it. It's a sin and a shame what they put you through for 8 months. It's a sin and shame, the lies after lies after lies after lies about projects and money. It's really a shame that you had to put Doty, congratulations. Let's move on. Let's go. Valerie Hodges. Oh, my God. Valerie Hodges won with 65%. And the fraud squad crybaby Mitzi, the biggest crybaby in the state, got thy rear end drove by 30 points. They told us Valerie couldn't win. He did the same thing.
All these nasty ads like C-Ball. Mincy got go. Mincy was a fraud squad member. Mincy was part of the Clake Shakes, not a regime. And he got smoked by little old. And let me ask y'all a question, Brandon. I'm going to ask you the question. Come on. Brandon Comeau is going to answer this question. I didn't tell him before. I'm going to tell him now. Okay. So she beat the crybaby Mincy 65-35. Do you think the crybaby Mincy called and congratulated her?
I'm going to guess no.
You would be right. You would be right. Mincy never called her. What is it about these so-called tough men that when they lose to a really wonderful person and lady, they can't call them and say, hey, you ran a great race. Why? Why can't Mincy do that? And the funny thing about it is C-Ball, all the conservative endorsements. Dodie Harden, all the conservative endorsements. Valerie Hodges, all the conservative endorsements. That was amazing to watch the rear end kicking of the left and how mean Valerie Hodges and her family and the supporters went through stuff they should have never had to go through. But they went through it because you got people like Buddy Mincy who walked across the aisle with Clay Shakesnyder to knife us in the back. He got drove, and the people in Livingston Parish said, you know, we're tired of the same. But they had a big changes in Livingston Parish. Big, big changes in Livingston Parish. Big changes. And I'm proud of Livingston Parish. I mean, you showed up and you decided enough of this is enough. Enough. And Valerie Hodges, she had to man up too. She had to be tough too. She had to stand up and say, look, I'm going to fight you. And she fought him. She won by 30 points. God, a smush, a cram, a jam, a whip. And guess what old tough Buddy Mincy did? He doesn't even pick up the phone call and have enough class. And he doesn't have any class. No class to pick up the phone and say, hey, Valerie, congratulations. You deserved it. You won. You kicked my butt. And I ought to apologize to you for everything we said about you. That was one of those races where, I mean, she just hung in there and had to put up with this over and over again. Over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Valerie, we're proud of you. That is such a big win. The people in that district saw through the fake Buddy Mincy, just like they saw through the fake Chris Turner, just like they saw through the fake McConathy. These people just not real in the real world. They ain't getting mad at me all they want to. These candidates ain't saying nothing about y'all. And Dodie's, Horton's case, and Valerie's, they didn't say nothing bad about their opponent. Nothing. They never said a bad word. I don't think Allen did either. Allen responded to ignorance. It's just amazing to watch. Anyway, the Blake Miguez race. Da-da-da. I'll get to that in a minute. Danny McCormick, Rodney Chamon, Chuck Owen, Rick. I mean, they beat some. Poison Ivy's no more. Poison Ivy's no more. Now you got to beat Poison Oak. That would be his brother. Let me take a break. 844-766-6607. Should we take some calls today?
You can.
I got a lot of people wanting
although
to get
they're
on.
Hanging up now. So.
Yeah, but a lot of them have been hanging up the whole 2 hours. But we may take some later. We may. When we get back, Blake Miguez. Excuse me. Need to act professional here. We'll be right back. Have you heard about StockAPond.com? Are you looking to get in a private bass and brim fishing lease? Or maybe fish stocking for your private lake or pond? Then Shepherd's Acadiana Fish Hatchery has what you are looking for in business for over 30 years. Shepherd's Acadiana Fish Hatchery offers the best private fishing lease and fish for stocking lakes and ponds in Louisiana. You can visit their website at StockAPond.com. That's StockAPond.com. Don't forget it, StockAPond.com. Line One is a business telecom provider. Line One specializes in cloud-based communication with superior customer service. If you're frustrated with phone bills you can't understand, endless hold time to customer support, and phone system that is not meeting your needs, then you need to go to Line.One and schedule a free consultation to advance your business phone system. Line One, technology with a human touch. Go to Line.One and tell them Moon sent you. Again, that is Line.One.
Liz Merle is the conservative candidate for attorney general. Her liberal opponent stands with Joe Biden, endorsed by Washington Democrats. The press described Liz's opponent as the most progressive in the AG race. In other words, liberal. We can't count on Liz's opponent to fight Joe Biden and the political party of defunding police and open borders. We can't have an attorney general who coddles criminals like This Is San Francisco. This is why we need Liz Merle. She's tough and experienced. Liz has won many cases denying violent criminals to get back on the streets. She's worked with law enforcement and prosecutors in hundreds of cases. Liz keeps criminals where they belong, in jail. The Louisiana sheriffs have endorsed Liz because they trust her. For attorney general, vote conservative. Vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter. Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this will.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. Great to have you with us. 844-766-6607 is the number. Just going through the elections and all these elections that I watched, and so proud of you folks out there. Don't buy into the advocate. They wrote a story. We got low turnout. Whose fault is that? Somebody don't go to vote. Whose fault is that? Number two, low turnout's good. You could get mad at me for making that comment. You can get mad. I want... A low turnout informed electorate is better than a high turnout uninformed electorate. It just is. Now, Blake Miguez. I ain't lost but about 3-4 friends in this race, so I'm doing pretty good in this race. Blake Miguez, they went after him and targeted him and beat on him like a yard dog. We had Moneybag, Craig Romero, and a greaser hike. All them guys got real involved. Paige Cortez, old Blank Paige. Yeah, old Blank was involved in that race just like he was Dodie Harden. Stuart Little, very little Bishop, was involved in that race. Paula Pelosi Davis, Clay Shakesnider. Who didn't want out of the bad boys the Michaud, Mike Michaud, the P-Card group? Okay, Joe Robidoux. All of them. Every single one of the good old boy group in this area. Bogus Bo Boye didn't want Blake to win. All of them are guilty. And they went over there and they smashed him and beat him up. They beat up his family. They brought his family into it, his mom and dad into it. That's how nasty it gets, folks, when you're dealing with people who are nasty. And I named them. I named a lot of them. I can name a bunch more. The trial lawyers, the money they spent, Earls, Diggers, and whatever their name is, Armiton, get Gordon, get it done. Well, Gordon didn't get it done with your money this time, did we? You know? Didn't get it done. So it's supposed to be a close round. Y'all ought to see some of the predictions I got from my friends, Brandon. Blake, you, Andre, 35. I was laughing at this. One guy got so mad at me, we'll never be friends again. But he's dumb as sin, so it don't matter. I'm being nice to him, by the way. So somebody want to ask, well, how did Blake do? You ready? Blake got 61% of the vote.
And the race spanned like 3 parishes. He dominated every parish.
He dominated every. Oh, man. It's better than that. Let me get 61. You, Andre, got 21. He beat him by 40 points. Some of his buddies said, Blake's going down. They don't like Blake. They can't stand him. He wanted to. He beat. And we're going from Fred Mills to Blake Miguez. We're going from the system at its best, at its worst, against a real good conservative. He beat him by 40 points. People got mad at me, and they beat him by 40. Now, this is what's funny, Brandon. It was part of St. Martin, Iberia, and Lafayette. Because, see, Blank Page and Stuart Little, very little bishop. Remember they came into Lafayette and drew a district to put Bishop in it. And then Bishop's wife was going to run. Or Stuart, my little Stewie might jump back in. So you know what they thought, Brandon? They thought they would take Lafayette and beat Blake Miguez to death in Lafayette. Out of the three parishes, guess where you think Blake did the best? Iberia, St. Martin, and Lafayette. Where do you think Blake did the best?
Iberia? I don't know.
Lafayette.
It was Lafayette, okay.
He got 64% of the vote. Yeah. Wow. He kicked Blake Page's teeth in. And little Stuart Bishop, very, you know why I say little, huh? Very little Stuart Bishop, because he is little. They're all little. All these people wanted Blake to get beat. Bo Boye got you, Andre, to move in the district. I would tell you, you, Andre, won his district, but he don't live in none of them. Well, he don't. He don't live in any of them. And look, this ain't no cut on you. You got used. You got used and abused. You know what they were telling me you was doing? You was at parties telling people after he wins this, he's going to run for governor one day. I'm not making it up.
Oh, my God.
People were calling me, falling out laughing. Hey, you got used by Bo Boye. You got used by Brage Cortez and Bishop and Moneybags Romero and Ted. You got abused, not by Blake. You got used and abused by people you think are your friends. They just wanted to use you, and if you'd have won, oh, my God, they would have used and abused you. Clay Shakesnyder was in that race. All of them were in that race. Folks, I don't know how to be more blunt about it. I guess I'm being pretty blunt about it. Blake dominated every parish, and the one he won the most was at Lafayette. They carved it out, so Stuart, little, very little bishop, if he wanted to run, started claiming his wife was going. So they had to find somebody. So they found somebody they could use, and they found a guy, and they said, you, we're going to use you, and you're going to do what we say. How about the DA and the former DAs? These people all lost. The system got destroyed. Blake don't owe them one dang thing, nothing. Zero, zilch, nada. He kicked their butts. Phil Haney, Bo Dewey, all of them got beat. They got drilled. How about Don Landry? He's a DA over here. I like Don. I see Mr. Don every night. He stuck his nose in that race, too. You know? Moneybags. If nothing else comes out of this race, we got a new nickname. Moneybags. And Moneybags ain't going to know what to do now. By the way, Brandon, that was one of them places where all them yard signs were up there. As people are telling me, and he texted an email and said a lot of people were putting up used signs because money bags was in their face. But they said they wasn't voting for the man. It looked like that proved to be true. Blake Miguez, what your family went through should have never happened. Congratulations for an ass pounding. We'll take a break and be right back. Hey, folks, discover Raging Cajun, the original Cajun seasoning, and Raging Cajun Foods' delicious line of seasoned dinners. Beans, black-eyed peas, roux, Creole sauce, seasonings, rubs, and even sweet jalapeno relish and spicy pickles. Raging Cajun's authentic recipes have been secretly crafted in the heart of Acadiana for over 38 years. Ask for Raging Cajun at all your favorite grocery stores today. Raging Cajun, original Cajun seasoning. Folks, ask him for that Raging Cajun. From the humbling beginning, Dino Hardwoods has strived to provide superior service and quality products for their customers. Hey, I know Charles Altman. He does a great job. If you're looking for lumber, Dino Hardwoods stocks a large selection of domestic and import hardwood lumber in Cypress. You ought to see their stuff. Exotic lumber, they got that as well. Trust in Dino Hardwoods when it comes to your exotic lumber needs right now. Molding, plywood, paint, and L products, they are ready for you. They got three great locations. Their corporate office is right here in Broussard, Louisiana. There's an office in Shreveport on 2801 Valley View Drive and one in Tyler, Texas, 12492 Highway 155 North. Hey, if you're looking for something different and something new and somebody who will service you, it's Dino Hardwoods. I'm telling you, don't forget Dino Hardwoods. DinoHardwoods.com, DinoHardwoods.com. Great locations. They can service you. They can deliver.
DinoHardwoods.com. Check out this great Louisiana company. Oh, Shucks, you've been hearing me brag about Shucks. Been going there for many, many years. Shucks does a great job. If you like seafood, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. I'm telling you right now, there's shrimp, there's oysters, there's fish, all fresh every day right off the boat. So if you want something fresh and you want fresh seafood, you got to go to Shucks. Don't forget, if you're having a party, call Shucks. Let them cater the event for you. Or you can go pick it up. Shucks, they're waiting on you. If you want a great time and you want great food, you got to go to Shucks in Abbeville. Shucks. Oh, they're good.
This hour of the Moon Griffon Show brought to you by Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management. Online at MatthewJames.com.
I didn't realize that was the requirement there, Moon.
That would be wonderful.
I bet wild. You wouldn't want that comment going on the air.
I believe I could get around
it. Nah. Don't push it, Moon. Don't push it.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Griffon Show. If I sound giddy, because I am. I've never seen this happen before. Ever. Look, don't go nowhere. I'm far from done. I'm going to wrap up the candidates because I want to talk about his fraud squad and the ones that are left. And how they need to be pushed to the back of the building when they're making all the decisions on committee changes and Speaker of the House. They need to be put back of the building. Put them in the very back. You don't need the original ones that are coming back. You don't need any of them on any vote, not even for a speaker. I'll get to that in a minute. All right. Last thing on Blake, on Miguez's race. I just think it's to Mr. and Ms. Miguez. You know, they've been advertising with me for almost 2 years. They're good people. We've been talking about this for 4 years. And they're really, really, really good people. And they got really good business, and they've done really well. And they got brought in a race because that's how nasty money bags and all these people are. You know, if I was Blake, this is me, I wouldn't even talk to money bags. And I wouldn't even talk to them. I wouldn't. Because the things they said and allowed to take place, you don't owe them nothing. But to you guys, thank y'all for hanging in there because that's the way it is. All right, the one other thing, side note on this race. So there's a golf course called Cane River Golf Course. They had a precinct in the Cane Row Golf Course. That's the Cane Row. And Is you and Dre's golf course. They had a precinct in there, Brandon. In New Iberia. Blake won at the Andre's golf course, 63-20. Oh. I'm just telling you. And I had to listen to these people tell me, okay? I had to listen to these people tell me how this was going to be close and in the runoff, they were going to, I mean, I had to listen to people I call friends. And they, you know what they did, though? There was a push poll running this race that had 15 questions on how bad the Miguez's were. And then they said, by the way, if you were voting today and you got 35, and I've heard that number come out of the mouth of some very good people and smart people that were being ignorant. When I look at polls, I'm not getting internal polls. I like to look at polls for people outside. Internal polls, I tell you, they don't count. Make it look anything you want to look like. Give me somebody that's not in the race, that's not running. I can look at those polls a little bit more objectively. I knew this was a slaughter from the day, but they didn't listen to me. Let's move on. Danny McCormick. Thank you, Danny. Danny McCormick, one of the Freedom Caucus guys. Danny McCormick, they thought they were going to beat Danny. And Danny McCormick, so they ran somebody that ran last time, Brandon. Brandon, I'm proud to report that Danny McCormick stood the ground, one of the 19, real conservative, fought Bell Edwards, fought Clay Shakesnotta every second he got. I used to like what he said, vote for anybody but Clay Shakesnotta. Fought Clay Shakesnotta all the time. What they did to that man is wrong. He won with 66% of the vote, and this lie dude, got 34. 66-34, another drubbing. And the good old boy network and the local mayor was mad at him and the local school. Who cares? The people saw through their rhetoric. Danny
Congratulations. Rodney Shermerhorn, another one. A lot of these people, we did fundraisers and went to some of that stuff. Almost all of them, matter of fact. Rodney Shermerhorn, same thing. They were pounding Rodney. Rodney had been a good guy. Brandy, remember when the forest fire started? Mm-hmm. You know, it was on that tractor building up dirt to stop these forest fires. Rodney Shermerhorn was out there working for the people, and he's always worked for the people. He's been a good guy and an honest guy. They were going to beat him. They had to run a candidate against him. Proud to say he got over 60% of the vote against the system, the same type nasty system that I've been describing. Chuck Owen. And they put up really a nothing burger against Chuck Owen, but still they had people that got mad at Chuck because this goes back to Shakespeare and Edwards and Blank Page and Stuart Little, Very Little Bishop, all these people who should have never been in leadership, ever been in leadership, pounding on these people. Did I tell you I'm just getting started today? I'm only halfway through. Chuck Owens kicked it, but Rick Edmonds, good news. Rick Edmonds got rid of, you ready, on another 60-40 vote, Barry Poison Ivy. Poison is out. Poison is gone. Good riddance. His brother, who I call Poison Oak, is running in one of the – they need to beat Poison Oak. Poison Oak, Poison Ivy. Remember, Poison Oak and Poison Ivy, if not treated properly, will spread. It will spread up your fanny if you let it. Poison Ivy and Poison Oak will spread, people. You want to kill it when you can. They killed Poison Ivy politically. They need to kill Poison Oak. I mean, I'm just, folks, listen, we may as well finish the job, okay? We do have some good old boy network people going back. Any Democrat, that's automatically good old boy network. But we got some Republicans that won that we can't trust. And let me give you an example. Everybody says, okay, so Jeff Landry won, and I told you, I'll tell y'all where we're going when I see the Speaker and the Senate President. And I still mean that. But let's start with the Speaker. Let's see if I can pull it out. There's still some bad players. And I don't care if they won and won in a landslide. They knifed us in the back before. There are people that we need. So you take, and I'm going to give them to you. Okay, let me give you the fraud squad people that are coming back. These are the people that shake Snotter disciples. And I'm telling y'all, if you don't tell Mr. Landry, the governor-elect, and whoever the Speaker is, and everybody else, that you don't want these people anywhere on the good committees. You put everybody first. These people deserve to go to the back of the bus. These people deserve to be out of the picture. Every single one of them. Once you put your committee assignments, then you whatever you got left, you give to these people. And that's the fraud squad members coming back. You got to teach them a lesson. And if they don't put these people out of the good committees, they're screwing up. Larry Bagley, fraud squad member. Bogus Bo Boye, who wants to be the Speaker by default. Bogus needs to be stripped of the ways and means. He only got there because he went along with his buddy Bishop Stefanski, who, by the way, got beat. He went with them. I'm telling y'all, Bogus is everything I said. He is bogus. Quit buying it. Oh, he's a nice guy. He's slick. He is a fraud squad, Shakespeare disciple. He is a disciple of Clay Shakespeare. You do not, you strip him from the ways and means. You do not give him that position. You make him wait. And if the toilet bowl, latrine orderly's open, you put him on those committees. Ryan Baranak, DeWitt Carrier, Kusar's in the Senate. Paula Pelosi Davis is coming back. She needs to be on the worst committee you can make up, out the way. Don't give her. You cannot put these people on good committees. Wayne McMahon, Greg Miller, Vinny won again. Oh, Vinny needs to be on a committee where nobody ever hears his name. Vinny is a fraud squad guy. He's as left a Republican as anybody. He won with 70%. He's going to stick his chest out. Vinny should be on a committee that nobody ever heard of. Chris Turner, Turncoat Turner in Ruston. My God. The only thing worse than Rob Shadron, he raising taxes. Chris Turner, first term, turns a knife and puts it in the back. You people voted for him again. That's your choice. But he should not be on one important committee. And I'm telling Jeff and them now, and I'm telling the people, whoever's going to be the speaker, you don't put these people back on these good committees. And the last one, but not least, a man who wants to be, Brandon, a Speaker of the House, Zero Zizarang, who was going to come tell us how we had a $2 billion budget deficit. $2 billion budget deficit. And I ain't heard from him yet. And I was back in March. And Zero Zizarang was part of the budget problem too. Zero Zizarang had the budget committee. He had appropriations. And he screwed it up. You don't put him by a money committee at all. You put him way at, these are the fraud squad members that I'm saying, Governor-elect Landry and the rest of them better take these names, and you and me got an obligation to say, don't put them on the big committees. Get them off. Get them out the way. Bogus Boyer and them with knifers in the back. They've done it before. They're going to do it again. I'm right, folks. I'm telling y'all right. I've been right for 30 years. Just could never get the votes. Let's see what happens. I'll tell you when the speaker and these committees are announced what kind of state we're going to have. Let's take a break. 844-766-6607. Matthew James, Tax and Wealth Management Hotline.
Liz Merle is the conservative candidate for Attorney General. Her liberal opponent stands with Joe Biden. Endorsed by Washington Democrats, the press described Liz's opponent as the most progressive in the AG race. In other words, liberal. We can't count on Liz's opponent to fight Joe Biden and the political party of defunding police and open borders. We can't have an attorney general who coddles criminals like This Is San Francisco. This is why we need Liz Merle. She's tough and experienced. Liz has won many cases denying violent criminals to get back on the streets. She's worked with law enforcement and prosecutors in hundreds of cases. Liz keeps criminals where they belong, in jail. The Louisiana sheriffs have endorsed Liz because they trust her. For Attorney General, vote conservative. Vote Liz Merle, Louisiana's fighter. Paid for by Safe and Free Louisiana, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We all use technology to make our lives simpler, but you may be losing a human touch with your customers. If your business telephone system is antiquated or you're near end of a contract with your internet and phone service provider, it's time to contact Line One about their hosted phone service. They can set up with the technology tools to create a more personal relationship with your customers utilizing their state-of-the-art cloud-based telephone system. Line One has user-friendly phones, web meetings, video conferencing, and can integrate your smartphones with your office phone system. Imagine your smartphone integrated with your business phone system. With the Line One app, your office will have the ability to transfer calls directly to your smartphone. And when you make a call from the app, it will display the call ID of your business, not your cell number. Your Line One system will be intimately configured for your business needs. Check us out at line.one. Line.one. It's time to talk to the professionals. Learn more about the technology with a human touch. Go to line.one and tell him Moon sent you.
When the power goes...
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life. To find out how you can help give animals and the people they help a new leash on life, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Hi, y'all. Welcome back. Moon Graffon Show. Great to have you with us, folks. Hour number two. If you want to check out hour number three, which I got a lot more to go, and I will in hour three. Just go to moongraffon.com, listen live. If you're in the Acadiana area, stay right where you are. My good friends at Stein having a big October sale because it's breast month. It's breast cancer month, and so they're doing something special for people with breast cancer. Choose a get the pink bucket, go around, put your stuff in it, $5, $4.99 for a bucket. All the money will go to American Cancer Society. And this is who Stein is. Stein's always involved in the economy. Always involved in the community.
everywhere to go, but they're big sales right now. Wow. If you go to steinholm.com, there's brochures on furniture, appliances, floors, paint, flowers, you name it. They got it, special financing for 12 months. So check them out. Stein, better brands, lower prices. By the way, that's guaranteed by Stein. Great community. And there's 12 locations in the state of Louisiana and Natchez, Mississippi. So you're probably closer to one than you think. They got Stein gift cards, outdoor living, lawn and garden, home decor. They got appliances, every appliance you can imagine. Building materials, they got a drive-through lumber yard. They got so many building materials. You drive up with your trailer, your truck, hand them a list, say, here's what I need. They load it, you pay for it, and you leave. You got to pay for it, though. Steinhome.com, Steinhome.com. Hey, you owe it to yourself. Go to Stein. By the way, thinking about a phone, thinking about this. This is our state. Did we just take it back? Well, we're not taking it back. Listen to me, folks. I don't want nobody to not understand where I'm coming from on this. Okay? Just because we voted, okay, don't mean we there. Now we got to do something. I remember when Edwards backed in, and he backed in not once but twice. I remember when Edwards backed in. And I remember being told, don't worry about it. We got 68 Republicans in the House and 2/3 in the Senate. And then the Senate picked the worst leader that's ever been picked in the history of the state. And then the House, Clay Shakespeare and 22 buddies walked across the aisle and handed the Democrats the power. And 37 Democrats put him in the speakership. Don't forget that. So the people that did that need to be rewarded for what they did to us. And the way you reward them is no committee chairs, no vice chairs, and no committees they want. Like Paula Pelosi Davis. Surely there's some committees where we ain't got to hear from her. You know? I don't care what put her on any committee, but you don't put her in a big, you don't put Beaulieu back on the same, you can't reward them for what they did. They helped slow the progress of our state 4 more years. The Three Stooges of Edwards and Cortez and Shakespeare hurt this state. You don't reward the people that put them in there. You don't reward them. So you see, I'm already looking at January when they sworn in. Who's going to be these committee chairs? Who's going to be the Speaker of the House? Who's going to be the Senate President? That matters to me. I think it matters to the state. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-766-6607. It's a Matthew James Tax and Wealth Management Hotline. We start off with Patrick in Baton Rouge. Patrick, how you doing?
Hey, Moon. I got two questions, but I only told you the screen about the first one. But if you could handpick the governor of the state from the people who ran and people who didn't run, who would you want as our governor?
You're talking about, well, out of the ones that ran, I think Landry was
right choice. Anybody. Well, yeah, the ones that ran, but if they didn't run, who would you want?
Probably myself. You're supposed to laugh at that, Patrick. That was funny. I tell you, I don't know because I've never thought about the big picture like that. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm really impressed. One of the persons I've been mostly impressed and very impressed by in elections for the last 20 or 30 years, and I'm going to say it out front, is Miss Liz Morrow. I'm impressed because she's tough. I'm impressed because she's smart. I'm impressed because she works hard. I'm impressed because she don't take it. She goes forward what she believes in. She's one of the, I mean, I can see her being governor one day. But, it's, you know, for me to sit here and think about it, woo, that'd be tough. I don't know. Like I said, I'd have to put myself in there, but I'm really joking about it.
Well, let me ask you my second question. After a show, how long does it take you to calm down? You seem to get pretty worked up.
Well, you know, let me tell you what happened, Patrick. This was years ago. I wasn't feeling good. I was living in Monroe at the time. And I learned a valuable lesson. And I got worked up. And I really wasn't feeling that good. So my bride is a nurse. So she said, look, come over to where she was working. She said, let us take your blood pressure and check. And I went over there, and my blood pressure was high. I don't have high blood pressure, okay? But I do take stuff for blood pressure because my family has heart disease, and it's my genetics. I have that. But I'll be honest with you. I like to unwind about an hour, hour and a half, but sometimes that don't happen. I've done a three-hour program and ran across town and gave a speak for 45 minutes. I mean, I'm talking about right when the show's over. So I got a lot of energy. I do like to calm down a little bit after the show. I do get excited, Patrick, because I love our state. I love the people here. I don't hate the people that I talk about. I just don't understand them. Trying to figure out why you do what you do. And it frustrates me with them because, you know, I'll give you an example. This guy, Troy Hebert, one. Not pretty boy, nothing. I met him. He's a very nice guy. I hope he does a great job. He beat an incumbent that he shouldn't have beat. But people decided they wanted somebody else. Got it. I don't know what he stands for. I don't know what he ran on. I don't even know if he's a Republican or Democrat. All I heard was he had a great story, and he does have a great story about his life and where he came from. Got his leg amputated. I mean, it is a really unique story. I mean, it's a unique story, and I wish him the best, and he's done really well. But I don't know why. I don't know what he stands for, and that puzzles me. It just puzzles me.
All we can do is hope people do what's right, I guess.
Yeah, and look, I'm not God. I'm not always right either. I make mistakes in this stuff too, Patrick. I've God knows I've made enough of them. I know this, though. I can almost smell a bad happening with these candidates from miles away because I've been doing this so long. My instincts have never let me down doing this program. They just really hadn't. And we've got some bad players, and thank God some of them are off the table. But look what they do to the good people like Doty Horton and Alan Seaball and Valerie Hodges and Blake Miguez and people like Danny McCormick and Rodney Jones. These people are good people, man. I've met them. I know them. And, man, they just beat them up like they're nothing. They don't care about their wives, their children. And the system only cares about money. They only care about money, okay? These people actually care about their constituents. These other people, the Good Old Boy Network, they want that money. They don't care what happens to you and me. Anyway, let me go, Patrick. I'm going to try to squeeze in one more. Lafayette, we go. Miss Mary, how you doing, Mary?
Hi, I'm good. How are you, Moon?
I'm doing super good. Good to talk to you, bud.
I wanted to thank you for the clear conservative voice you've presented for so many years in Louisiana. I thank you for your leadership. Great job. I think we're making lots of progress. I'm real concerned about Lafayette. I think we have a good mayor, and I'm afraid that a liberal is going to overturn the election. The Advocate really wrote a hit piece on Josh Guillory on Sunday.
Oh, that don't. You got to remember, if the Advocate is against Josh Guillory, we ought to all go vote for him. I mean, I'm just being honest with you.
If
the Advocate is against Josh Guillory, we ought to put him in with 90% because the Advocate could care less about the people in this area, I can promise you.
I agree, Moon, and I think Josh has done a good job in a really difficult time, and I'm afraid that his new opponent is a closet liberal. So keep up the good fight, and thanks a million.
All right. Thank you, man. God bless. Appreciate it. So Hunter Lundy just wrote me a letter blasting Blake Miguez as a Good Old Boy Network. Hunter, relax. I want you to relax, okay? You ran a tough race. Relax. Get away from this stuff. God knows I want to. All right, folks. See you later. MoonGraffon.com. Listen live. Another hour to go. You have a great day if you don't join us.
It's not immune to facts. The Dan Bongino Show here on News Talk 96.5 KPEL.